devil's advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Yes, I got what I deserve.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I guess we don't have any of those sort of F your feelings Trump supportive kind of listeners, Tom. That or they're feeling a little defensive. They don't want to come out and be accused of being semi-fascist. They don't want to defend themselves on the public airwaves. We'll let you, though. If you got it in you, if you got the stones, give us a call. 844-967-2789. I can understand why all you snowflakes are feeling a little butthurt this week. Although we don't have sound of Joe Biden calling you a semi-fascist, semi-cuck, more like it, I would say we do have some very similar sound from President Joe Biden. MAGA Republicans, here's what he thinks of you. Cut number one, Evan.
The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse to accept the will of the people. They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy. This is why, in this moment, those of you who love this country, Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving America than the MAGA Republicans are destroying America.
High-speed rail, internet.
Well, if we that's enough. Cutter, I don't know what happened. Joe throwing out some policy advocacies that aren't probably going to happen this legislative session. But effectively, MAGA Republicans want to destroy America. They want to destroy this country.
Joe, you know, for Marsha Blackburn, for Senator Blackburn to, you know, criticize the president for not bringing people together. Well, there's a perfect example right there. Democrats, independents, mainstream Republicans, we must unite. Here's what the MAGA's got to understand. There's not going to be uniting with semi-fascists. That's not going to happen. The fascism is antithetical to what the philosophy of the United States is, the rule of law and democracy and voting and accepting the results. I mean, separation of powers. If you lose by 7 million votes, if you lose by, you know, I don't know how many electoral votes.
74. 70,
you take it, you go home. You know, there's a lot of people that were very upset with Comey when he laid out Secretary of State Clinton's email issue and then didn't charge. I mean, if you're going to suggest that Donald Trump has a bitch now because the FBI at some point went to Facebook and warned them of further, let's call it further, Russian propaganda, because they already went through Russian propaganda. I mean, it was Facebook was sick with it in the 2016 election. So this is not like something that was out of left field.
There you go, talking about the Russia hoax again, Dom. That's all been disproven. Bill Barr, didn't you get the memo? The Barr memo?
Yeah, we talked about that. Here's what Trump had to say. I guess this must have been late last night. When are the great agents and others in the FBI going to say, we are going to take it anymore, much as they did when James Comey read off a list of all of crooked Hillary Clinton's crimes, only to say that no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute? The wonderful people of the FBI went absolutely nuts, so Comey had to backtrack into a fake investigation in order to keep them at bay. In the end result, we won in 2016 and did much better in 2020. But now the left has lost their minds. At roughly 2 a.m. Monday this morning, he re-upped his message exhorting FBI, make America great again. And because just for the ramblings of this man, if it was a crime for Hillary to have some of these classified documents in her email, wouldn't it then also be a crime, Mr. Former Guy, to have 700 pages of classified documents on your person, at your personal residence, after you got kicked out of the White House, after you lost the House?
Twice,
and then lost an election? I mean, where's your consistency here, man? If it was illegal for her to do it, then wouldn't it be illegal for you to do it?
Lock him up! Dom, Lindsey Graham went over to Foxy News over the course of the weekend and said, in light of the treatment of Hillary Clinton, the lack of prosecution, well, I do declare, if you were to try to prosecute Donald Trump, well, it'd be time for violence in the streets. Here is Senator Lindsey Graham, the former judiciary chairman Lindsey Graham cut to.
Most Republicans, including me, believes when it comes to Trump, there is no law. It's all about getting him. There's a double standard when it comes to Trump. What happened with Hunter Biden is that the FBI weighed in to make sure a story didn't break for the 2020 election. We now have whistleblowers at the FBI telling Senator Grassley that they were told to slow down and back off Hunter Biden. And I'll say this. If there's a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information after the Clinton debacle, which you presided over and did a hell of a good job, there'll be riots in the streets.
And he doesn't say, and that would be a bad thing.
No, no.
Violence would be bad. So, of course, we would discourage that sort of behavior.
Peaceful out of protests, certainly.
The MAGA semi-fascists.
We absolutely do. Oh, he didn't say that. And not only that, Donald Trump then what, copied that on his Truthy Social. He promoted Graham saying there will be riots in the streets, not peaceful protests, not people exercising their constitutional rights, riots in the streets. And apparently Graham is down for that. And what, I'm supposed to be all upset because the president called you a bunch of semi-fascists? Well, if you stopped acting like fascists, maybe you wouldn't get called fascists.
F your feelings. I think I heard that once. Dominic Greg Sargent over at the Washington Post. Lindsey Graham's vile riots threat gives away Trump's game. I'd like to read some of this. Here's a quote from Lindsey O. Graham on the Foxy News. If there's a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information, there will be riots in the streets. The South Carolina Republicans, quote, has been relentlessly skewered as a blatant threat of retaliatory political violence ever since he offered it Sunday night. And it is that. Everyone knows the old mob speak trick of cloaking threats in the guise of faux innocent predictions. But there's a more pernicious danger here that shouldn't escape notice. Underlying Graham's threat is another attack on the rule of law, one that more Trump propagandists will resort to when their man's legal perils deepen. It's an effort to discredit the idea that the law can be applied to the former president at all. Trump endorsed Graham's threat by posting video of it on Truth Social. And Trump himself had already unleashed a volley of deranged hints that the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago compound is the stuff of Banana Republic and the FBI leadership is riddled with corruption. All this comes after the release of the redacted affidavit of the Mar-a-Lago search warrant that has deepened our understanding of Trump's potential crimes and strengthened the case that the search was premised on reasonable law enforcement grounds. Some Republicans have quietly shifted from objecting to the search and questioning the search timing. That's silly. The timing reflects evidence amassed by federal agents that Trump still had highly sensitive documents as of late June. But this shows how hard defending Trump has become. Not for Lindsey Graham, apparently. Most Republicans, including me, believe that when it comes to Trump, there is no law. It's all about getting him. Well, we heard the quote. Graham then called the 2016 investigation of Hillary Clinton's email practices a debacle. Graham predicted riots in the street if Trump is prosecuted precisely because she was not prosecuted, which would constitute an unfair double standard. And when Graham's interviewer suggested treating Trump and Clinton the same would mean refraining from prosecuting Trump, Graham emphatically agreed. Trump himself is arguably the architect of this idea. He is raged that the rank-and-file FBI agents should be in revolt about this unfair double treatment. And entirely baseless claim, according to Greg Sargent at the Washington Post.
So, Crudy, yeah, the argument is this. Clinton was not prosecuted, therefore prosecuting Trump would constitute unequal treatment before the law. Another variation holds that not only should Trump be spared prosecution, Clinton was not prosecuted, but should have been. We can't let this go unchallenged. It contains a sleight of hand that will become more widespread. As you'll recall, former FBI Director James Comey announced in July of 2016 that an exhaustive investigation had failed to produce evidence to make a criminal case against Clinton. The Justice Department Inspector General subsequently found no grounds for questioning that decision. In other words, Clinton was not charged because the facts did not merit it. We don't yet know whether Trump will be criminally charged, but if the Justice Department decides in this case that the facts do merit charges, which of course should be the foundation of any determination to charge, the disparity in charging decisions cannot by itself constitute unequal treatment. Indeed, in both cases, the facts would be dictating the outcome. That might seem obvious on its face, but it's precisely the point that Trump and propagandists such as Graham want to obfuscate. Let's be clear. Their argument effectively is that equal treatment constitutes refraining from prosecuting Trump regardless of whether investigators conclude that the facts add up to evidence of crimes that prosecutors believe would sustain a conviction. The goal here is to erase the very idea that the law can be applied to Trump in a neutral and legitimate way. All law enforcement activity directed at Trump is inherently politically motivated. Graham said this straight out. When it comes to Trump, there is no law. That's what Trump and his propagandists want the public, or at least Trump's base, to come to believe. So Americans tune out the facts and conclude prosecution cannot be legitimate. But if we can't acknowledge it forthrightly, when one set of facts justifies prosecution and another set of facts does not, if law enforcement must reach equivalent prosecution decisions regardless of what the facts dictate, simply because the two cases involve opposing politicians, that itself makes a mockery of the rule of law. Investigators, prosecutors, judges, and juries need to apply the law impartially in each case. Political theorist Jacob Levy, who has written extensively on the foundations of the rule of law, told me the idea that Trump can never be prosecuted for any of his crimes because the FBI concluded Hillary Clinton didn't commit any isn't impartiality at all. It's mindless balancing. It badly undermines the rule of law. None of this.
But what about her emails? What about Benghazi? What about Dom? What about?
None of this crudy means prosecuting Trump would automatically be the right decision. Again, we still don't know whether charges will be brought, nor is it to say we can be certain the investigation is perfectly proper. In retrospect, we might conclude it wasn't, though that's not now in evidence. Rather, it's to say that Trump and Graham cannot be permitted to advance the idea that applying the law to Trump cannot be done neutrally or legitimately by definition. Graham is not just threatening political violence. He's also providing an invented rationale for it that is deeply dangerous, writes Greg Sargent at the Washington Post.
Well, the MAGA party has become the fascist party, the American fascist party. They're quite proud of themselves. They don't like guys like you and I. Not fascistic enough.
Well, you know, that's fine, because I don't like guys like them either. I mean, our grandparents went to war to kill fascists. That was what World War II was about.
844 967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thank you. And good points on that. In the Hunter Biden laptop, I mean, the rules of evidence on that laptop, the laptop wasn't in Hunter Biden's possession when they took possession of it. How do we know what happened to that laptop during the course of him dropping it off and where that laptop has been and what's been dumped into it and all that? So, I mean, it's questionable evidence on that, and that's what they're basing all this on. But Hunter Biden was not in the administration, and Donald Trump, as I pointed out before, none of the documents that Donald Trump took. He should not have had any of those documents, those White House documents. They weren't his to take, period. Question ended right then and there. And, I mean, I'm just... Do us liberals need to start arming ourselves? Because these guys are going to be out for our blood now. They're going to start shooting at us on, you know, that I... Do we want, like they had back in the Old West, people just start popping shots at one another?
I think that might be a little extreme at this part, Mark. There, you know, will be violence if Donald Trump is prosecuted. But that is no justification to not prosecute the former president if the facts merit. That is the U.S. criminal justice system. You know, guys like Donald Trump just can't catch a break under the laws of the United States. I mean, at 75, this guy can't catch a break. His whole life being rich and not prosecuted. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates.
Did you see the memo about everybody's never read it. And who's going to read two pages?
And I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them?
By their clothes?
Their age?
The way they speak?
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
I'm Kirk Bangstad, and I own the Minocqua Brewing Company in Deep Red, northern Wisconsin, and I have a super PAC. We make good trouble by buying billboards, radio ads, and calls to voters in northern Wisconsin. We target federal and state elections, think Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany, and concentrate on a fair redistricting process. Give a donation now if you're able at the MinocquaBrewingCompany.com super PAC tab. Help us make the politics of the Northwoods as clean as our lakes and streams. That's the MinocquaBrewingCompany.com super PAC. Tab.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Awesome.
Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, taking all you semi-fascists. You got calls, you got something to say, you want to call me out, do it right now. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, new reporting out at the Raw Story, one of my favorite sources, White House. Lindsey Graham just proved Biden's semi-fascism claim is correct. The White House says U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham threat of riots in the streets should the Department of Justice decide to prosecute Donald Trump proves President Joe Biden's label of semi-fascism for MAGA Republicans is correct. I'd say he's right on the dollar, Dom, but here's a quote from Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. We have seen the MAGA Republicans attack our democracy. We have seen MAGA Republicans take away our rights, make threats of violence, including this weekend. And that is what the president was referring to when you all asked me last week about the semi-fascism comment. President Biden was clear. Not all Republicans, Jean-Pierre stressed. There are some mainstream Republicans. He mentioned Governor of Maryland Larry Hogan and talked about him and what he's been doing. But we have seen these mega extreme Republican making these kind of comments, which is dangerous. And this is what we're talking about when President Biden was making his comments last week. Look, this is a president that believes when you are president of the United States, it is your duty, it is your responsibility to have the strongest voice we have when it comes to democracy, when speaking about democracy. And that's what you're going to continue to hear from Joe Biden, this president, Sunday evening, and what some, including legal experts, saw as a clear threat, Senator Lindsey Graham declared, if there's a prosecution of Donald Trump for handling classified information, there'll be riots in the street. That was because Joe Biden, at a Thursday night rally, infuriated the right by telling supporters, it's not just Trump, it's the entire philosophy that underpins, I'm going to say something, it's like semi-fascism. The MAGA Republicans don't just threaten our personal rights and economic security. They're a threat to our very democracy. They refuse to accept the will of the people. They embrace political violence. They don't believe in democracy. I want to be crystal clear about what's on the ballot this year. Your right to choose is on the ballot. The Social Security you paid from the time you had a job is on the ballot. The safety of your kids from gun violence is on the ballot. MAGA Republicans don't have a clue about the power of women. Let me tell you something. They're about to find out. I respect conservative Republicans, Biden said. I don't respect these MAGA Republicans. Boom, drop the mic, Joe. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Britt calling from Humboldt County, Eureka, California. Welcome, Britt. How you doing?
Hey, Britt.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Couple of comments here I wanted to make. First, I wanted to get your guys' take on the new Biden that we're seeing out there, who's getting aggressive and having some massive wins, and we're starting to see the current change a little bit towards November. How do you guys feel about the new Biden?
Well, I think the issues are certainly
some. Go ahead, Curtie. All right, I'll go. It helps when you certainly get some legislative wins, right? That's extremely helpful. And when, you know, Donald Trump, you know, creates these problems for himself, that's also very helpful because it exposes the MAGAs for what they are, Brett.
I like Joe's new swagger, Brett.
It's great. I mean, I love the fact that he was so aggressive, and I really think that's if he wants to get the base motivated behind him, he needs to bring the heat against these Republicans. And if he does that, I think he can motivate a lot of voters, especially young people, to get out there behind him.
Well, Britt, I'll tell you what. We'll call out to Tom Seaborn and the team out in Eureka, KGOE, and we'll see if you guys can play our live coverage. 1 week from today, Joe Biden's going to be in Milwaukee. We'll be there to cover his speech live. But I'd like to see more of the same, more ass-kicking Joe Biden. That's my favorite Joe Biden.
Hey, I got one more question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Is there any way that we can find some a responsible or a left-leaning law firm out there that would be willing to put together a lawsuit against Ron Johnson for defrauding the voters of Wisconsin? I mean, he's taken away, he tried to take away the right of the voters, you know, calls that they had back in 2020. Is there any way that, you know, the devil's advocate or some other, you know.
You know, there was a very expensive, to my understanding, lawsuit sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company to try and keep Ron Johnson off the ballot for his part in the insurrection. I believe the 14th Amendment was the justification. And much like the efforts to de-ballot Madison Cawthorn and Marjorie Taylor Greene, the effort failed. There's still a substantial legal tab, as I understand it. So, Britt, I don't know that anyone else is going to have the appetite to try and sue Rojo. But here's the great news. The voters of the great state of Wisconsin, we get an opportunity to go defeat Ron Johnson at the ballot box on November 8th and send his ass packing back to Osh Vegas.
All right. I look forward to it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Britt. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. And if you look at the stylistic differences between President Biden and Trump, right? Trump's is all grievances, wants the FBI to, you know, split up him. He's a divide and conquer guy, no question about it. And how does Biden present it? Well, sure, he calls out the fascists, as every lover of democracy should always do. That's never okay. Fascists are never okay. But he does, he brings up the Dems. He brings up the independents. He brings up the mainstream Republicans. He talks about democracy. He talks about the rule of law. He talks about the things that are important to keep a country like ours going. Donald Trump wants to, you know, roll in with the fascists, man. He wants to roll into every state house in this country. If he could do it with his MAGAs and take over the Capitol and beat the cops and crap on the floors and thumb their nose at the American way of life, the American dream, the American system, that's what Donald Trump wants to do. And there is a sizable portion of this population that are down with that. And I think a sizable amount of them are just ignorant to it. So it's our obligation, nay, it is our duty to call them out, let them know how they're actually being. This is not how America's quote-unquote supposed to be. That's how Mussolini was, man. Look it up.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep that fascism rolling, MAGA. A little bit here from Governor Tony Evers, great state of Wisconsin, talked about Joe Biden and his reelective chances. He's the president of the United States, and we have a good relationship, so I'm looking forward to it. As far as the value of campaigning with the president or not, I'll let the people in Wisconsin figure that out. You know, Biden's coming to the state on Monday, about a week from now. We are absolutely working to make sure that regardless of who the president is, we're focused on issues that are important to Wisconsinites. If they say, Evers, we want you there, that's fine. Evers, he's the closer. We need you there, Tony. We want you on that wall. More Devil's Advocates. Hour 2 is next. Come back with us.
I'm Satan reincarnated.
I'm scared, Daddy. Too scared to even wet my pants.